conversation turned until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned on that day.
Keep feeling fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling fascination, looking, learning, moving on. Well, the truth may need some rearranging.
Stories to be told.
Hey, 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 hey. I'm plain to see the facts are changing.
Conversation turned until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned on that day.
Keep feeling fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling fascination, looking, learning.
And so the conversation turned until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned on that day.
Deep feeling, fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling fascination, looking, learning, moving on. Keep feeling fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling fascination, looking, learning.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, youth radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Jada, and one day I will take over the radio show and say everything that Emily does, because I am a professional.
You could do that anytime. One day. You could do that today. You want to do it?
You already said it, so there is no point.
Next time. But anyways, you're here. Oh, wait, I'm did I say that?
Yes,
you did. You threw me off.
You did.
But we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. And then next week, Jada's going to do my part, and I'm going to do her part.
Maybe. So you will have to come up with something very funny, because I am a natural comedian.
It's true. You are a natural comedian. I'm excited you're here with me in person. Often we're on Zoom. Our radio listeners don't know that, perhaps, but we're often on Zoom together. But right now we're in the same room.
I can actually touch.
Twinkle fingers. Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit about books.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you have one.
Yes.
Top of your mind.
Mm-hmm. Lately, I've been getting into history, like the histories of famous people. And I know there's like a way of writing where it seems more like a story than I think it's literary nonfiction. It's where they write it more like a story rather than a list of facts.
Yeah.
And so I've been reading those. There's one called Catherine, Queen of Empress of All the Russias, because she was called Catherine the Great after the fact. Her title is Catherine, Empress of All the Russias, and then Princess of a bunch of other places, and so on and so forth. And I found it really interesting because I didn't know a lot about her. You know, she was just another one of the many, many, many inbred leaders of Europe and Asia. Why are all of them so? They're marrying their seven cousins just so that they don't.
Keep it in the family.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing that I'm willing to go on a rant about, but not today. So, and I found her really interesting because when she ascended, she decided to go full force into modernizing Russia because at that time they were backwards in the sense that they weren't, going along with any European advancement. So anyone who did any advancements were Europeans. And so she cultivated the arts and she helped build up infrastructures. And something that I didn't know about her that I'm glad to know is that she tried to get rid of, or at the very least, start wearing away at the base of serfdom, which is like slavery, except a bit more fancy. Kind of like the conditions that African Americans were after emancipation. I forgot the name for it, but people, it's like serfdom, and she was a big advocate for going against that. And she did a lot of very impressive things. She was an impressive woman. One thing that I found interesting is that her birth name was Sophie, and she was Lutheran, and her whole family was Lutheran. And then she ended up converting to Orthodox religion so that she could, impress the Empress, the then Empress, and her husband, her fiance at the time. And then they did a whole thing. I would say spoilers, except this is history, so I don't think it applies as much. And so she ends up, after a very long and unhappy marriage with quite a few lovers, she ends up overthrowing her husband in a coup and then taking charge. And then when he gets murdered by one of her people, she didn't authorize that. Wink, wink. It's very du the whole thing's very dubious. Yeah. After that, she ended up holding more lovers, and then there was this whole thing where she sent away her husband so that he can be in a position of power so they wouldn't clash, and then took on like three other lovers after that. So it's apparently like a Russian, at least it was then, a Russian tradition for the monarchy to have a whole bunch of lovers and such. Another thing that I found interesting was that in the biography, the author mentioned that in Russia, it wasn't the idea of a queen being the ruler wasn't uncommon. It would typically go to boys, but the idea that a queen could be like ruling there, it wasn't like an odd thing. They just thought that, boys first and then girls is fine, but it's not like many other countries. Technically, Russia is kind of a European country. It's gigantic. It gets me confused a
Yeah, I
lot.
get confused too.
Yes. So I'll just say European countries for the sake of this, because it kind of operates as its own thing separate from the rest of Asia, at least for.
Yeah, I think it's technically Asia, isn't it?
Yeah,
I can't
most of it is,
remember.
but for the purpose of this, it's considered like a European country because that's who she did most of her deals with. So
Yeah.
she went this whole thing about Russians not having the best relationship with Germans, so she had to hide that part of her heritage and, try to fit in more. And she had to deal with embracing the Russian people more and also staying true to herself. It was very interesting, and there are like 80 pages left, but the whole thing I found very interesting and not boring, which is why I like literary nonfiction better than the other kinds. The other kinds make me want to fall asleep for a long, long time.
Just useful if you're tired. Can put you to
Yeah,
sleep.
just grab those hefty biographies, the boring biographies, and
It's
then go to
dangerous
sleep.
if you could drop it on yourself. Have you ever done that when you're reading? Drop
Typically,
the book
don't read books that are heavy like that, like on top of me. Usually I have them on the floor or on my
Yeah.
bed in front of me.
I've definitely dropped some books on myself while reading too late at night. It's lots of fun. That's when you're like, okay, time for bed. Like, you're dropping books on yourself. That's cool. It sounds like you learned a lot from that book.
Yeah, there is a lot more, but you
Are you
talk.
still reading it, or is it, are you
Yeah,
done?
I'm just wrapping up towards the end of her reign because the good, like, 2/3 of the book was about her life growing up, and that was very interesting. And she did a lot of stuff too before she even got crowned as empress. So, yeah, there's a lot about her. It's very interesting.
Cool. I feel like I don't know much about Russian history. Like, I'm sure I learned some things in high school or like in school, but I don't remember, I didn't retain that knowledge. So that sounds like an interesting book as a way of learning a little bit about a place and a time and a person. Sounds like you learned a lot. How did you get drawn to this book?
Mom found it for me.
Oh,
She's like,
well, that's
"Hey,
nice. Thanks,
you
Mom.
are recently reading more of these books. Here's one." And of course, I immediately dropped the John Adams book that I've been trying to finish for an entire year now and read this one instead
Oh,
because
is
it
that one of
seemed
the
interesting.
big hefty John Adams biographies? That's cool. Yeah, I don't read bi I read memoirs frequently. I don't read biographies that often, except in picture book form. I read a ton of picture book biographies. So I feel like it's really fun to like, I mean, both the pictures are great, but it's fun to like learn a little bit about like so many people. And
Instead
then
of
it comes
devoting
up in
hours of
life.
your
Like, I go to
time.
an art museum and I'm like, oh, I know that artist. Like, I read a picture book about them. Or, like, oh, I know about this. I read a picture book about that.
What's great about your job is that saying I read picture book biographies all the time doesn't sound very weird because you're the director of the library, so you kind of have to. It's part of your job description, basically, to
Yeah.
read all those n good new picture books.
Though I think I highly suggest it to other adults out there too. There's so many amazing picture books, both like, there's like cute picture books that are stories, but there's a lot of really interesting nonfiction picture books too. And I think the picture book biographies are really cool. I think adults often are just like, nope, not for me, unless they have kids. Like, I think I'm rare in that I don't have kids and I read picture books all the time. And I get the excuse that I'm a librarian, but I'm not a children's librarian. So
But you're the
do I still
entire
have,
library.
I'm the entire library and
You are the entire library.
yeah. So Jade and I highly suggest reading some biographies, learning about some people. I was trying to think of what I've read recently. I don't think I've read many like middle grade or teen books recently. I read a cute, easy reader, read a bunch of picture books, and I've read some adult books, but I'm trying to decide which ones seem most our audience friendly. That one was cool. I read, oh, I did read, I think I talked about it on a show that I was saying that I was going to read it, but there's a book called K is in Trouble Again by Gary Clement, and it's the follow-up to K is in Trouble. It's a graphic novel, a middle grade graphic novel about a kid named K. There's no characters with, maybe there is a character in this one, I'm trying to remember, with a real name, but I think most of the characters are have letter names, like K. And K is a
Makes you
kid.
think of algebra.
Yeah. But K just, as the title suggests, keeps getting in trouble over and over again. And it's usually due to things out of his control. Like, it's not like he's going out seeking trouble or doing things bad that put him into trouble. It's just like he gets sent on an errand and things just don't go right. And he gets in trouble over and over and over again at school, on the road, everywhere. And so I was really.
Like any protagonist in those middle grade graphic novels.
Yeah, this one's more, it's like very humorous and nonsensical. Like, it's not a very real life situation,
So
the
many
things that
people
happen to
stay in
them. Like,
trouble.
in this one, there's a goat that like causes a lot of issues that seems to follow him all over the place, like throughout the different stories. Like, he gets in trouble multiple times with different issues in different places, and the goat seems to show up a lot and play a role in it. Or even like there's one, I'll sort of spoil one of the stories, but at one point he is at a pool and he loses his dad at the pool. So he climbs up this really, really, really high ladder to this platform, like a diving platform that's really high up. And he's looking out amongst this crowd of people and he doesn't see his dad, but he's trying to find him. And then I think somehow he falls and ends up stuck on the diving platform, like by his bathing suit is like stuck on the thing. So it looks like he's flying. And so everyone down below is like, look, it's a flying boy. And like,
I'd be
and then a
concerned.
carnival builds up around
I'd be concerned
him.
though if a boy was just hanging there and like if he was flying, I'd expect him to be moving around a bit.
Yeah.
Like who fly? Like if I had the power to fly, I wouldn't just hover in one place looking down at everyone in a pool of all places.
Yeah. I don't think they think he's actually flying. He just looks like he's flying. But like the firefighters try to save him from below, and that doesn't help. I don't know why nobody goes up on the pool and tries to help him, or on the diving board and tries to help him, but he's just up there for a really long time, and literally a carnival builds up around him, and everybody's having a great time, and he's just like there. It's just wild. So stuff like that, it's nonsensical, but it's so fun and funny, and I really enjoyed it. So both the original book and K is in Trouble Again. Again is in all caps. It was really fun. And then, yeah, I read a couple adult books that I think would be youth friendly, at least teen friendly. One is called Heartwood by Amity Gage. It's kind of a popular book right now. It's a newer release, and it's a thriller, but not really a thriller, in that it's about there's a missing woman on the Appalachian Trail. Like, she gets off trail and she gets lost. And so it jumps back and forth between different characters that are trying to find her before she runs out of food and water and that sort of thing, make sure she's okay. And then you also read her perspective as she's lost on the trail.
Where she's just having a really good time, made friends with all the forest animals, found a chase lounge in the middle of nowhere, you know, the
Exactly.
whole kind, that all that good classic stuff when you
Yeah.
get lost.
So it's a thriller in the sense of like, how did she get off trail? Like, trying to figure out that, and like, will they find her in time? Like, will she survive? But it's not a thriller in the sense that, like, I feel like often thrillers are like, there's a serial killer, or like, somebody's been murdered. Who did it? Or like, you know. So it's a little different in that way. And I like the different characters and how they, like, you get their little bits of story throughout. So that's interesting, and seeing how it all ties together. So I think that one would be interesting for teens. And then I also recently read Atmosphere by Taylor Jenkins Reid, which is a historic fiction, but not like super historic. Like, it's not that long ago, at least for me. You know, it's like late 20th century, but it's about a woman whose name I'm blanking on. What's her name? Joan. So Joan Goodwin, who like her whole life has wanted to be an astronaut. And so it's about her journey, like from being a young person, you know, with the moon landing and all of that, and her dreams of becoming an astronaut and her journey throughout time. And it's kind of leading up to the 1980s space program. And it cuts back and forth in time on this one rather than between characters, and between a sort of exciting but devastating mission, like space mission that she's working on. But then also leading up to that. And so it's interesting. It has a little romance in it. So it's got like, it's historic fiction. It's a character's like journey through life and career. It's a little romance. And it's got this like space program adventure aspect to it too. So I thought it was really fun. I think I would have enjoyed it as a teen, but it's not a teen book. Either is Heartwood. But I feel like I read a lot of adult books as a teen. Now I read all kids' books at least, but
I like ones that kind of come back and forth in that way, instead of ones that like start at the end or start at the climax, because it gives big "This is me. You might be wondering how I got there" kind of vibe, like when they do that in movies. And it's very annoying to me, because I'd rather have like either start at the beginning or go to the end, or start somewhere approaching the climax or after it, like the results of what happened afterward and then leading up to the climax, I feel is better, instead of plunging right in the middle of the action. I think there are only some cases where that works well personally, and not that many that I found
Yeah.
when I'm reading.
I find that fun too. I also really like hopping around between characters like Heartwood does. Although I think it's interesting because I feel like with those, sometimes you like have moments where you're really invested in one of the storylines and then it cuts away and you're like, wait, come back. But then it sort of helps propel you along because you're like, oh, I want to get back to their stuff. So it helps you keep reading. But then sometimes you switch which character's story you're really interested in, and then you're wanting to go back to that other person.
The best way to do that is read it all in one go. No
Yeah.
stops. Don't you dare go to the bathroom, because then you'll lose your momentum. That's, I think, actually why I've started speed reading through my, well, not speed reading, just sitting down and not going and what and just going and one reading the whole thing because I found that whenever I got up, like to go to the bathroom or stuff, I just lose the momentum and I just be like, this is no longer fun. So I'd have to go back. That also might sadly be why I don't drink nearly as much water as I should.
Gotta make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I find momentum really helps me. I've been listening to audiobooks a lot recently, and
Me
I
too.
will try to just like do so many things to like keep going, keep the momentum going. So like either cleaning or like I've been doing some photo editing, which is something I can do without my brain can process both, or like
Yeah,
gardening.
I've been going out on walks listening to one. I actually have two that I really like. I just finished one. I think, yeah, you might have it in the library. You never know with libraries. Sometimes they have it, sometimes they don't. Like, it's called Ladies' Night, like the knight in shining armor.
Cool.
It's about this girl, this blacksmith's daughter who wants to become a knight, and so she, and there's like this whole Dragon Slayers tournament, so she makes it in the qualifiers, surprisingly, and then I forgot her name. Of course I did. And then one of the
There's
ladies
Gwen,
who's,
like Lady Isabel.
Isabel, and it's not spelled
Oh, yeah,
Isabel.
Isabel.
Yeah, Lady Isabel. And Gwen went under the guise of Sir Gawain, which I think is very clever. And so Lady Isabel is the prize and the dowry for the winner of the co tournament. So she gets her, so she gets Gwen to go in and fight for her so that she can win, and all that good stuff. And in the audiobook, it might feel different when you're reading it, but in the audiobook, it switches from the woman's voice who like is a cheeky narrator type person who gives like these funny jokes and all that stuff in one chapter, then for like another 10 chapters, it's the regular narration style. So they have two people doing it. So one for like the cheeky narrator and the other for the regular narration, and then they go on like that, and I think that's very fun.
I think it might just be one reader doing different styles. I tried looking it up because when you started saying that, I was like, oh, is it one narrator or two?
Well, mine is on Spotify, so I don't know. Maybe different ones have different, but it said two, I think. I could pull it up
It's
and
by
check.
two authors, but I think the narrator is just one person.
Let's see,
But
'cause the voices sound very. Also, that's all narrated in with a British accent, which kind of threw me for a second because I never imagined them to be. Yes, it's narrated by two people, Helen Healy and Barbara Rosenblatt.
oh, they didn't give her credit on this site on one, the second one. The book Heartwood that I read that has multiple characters also has a cast reading it, so different characters for each
Like
character.
it
I
when
like when
they do
they do
cast
that.
readings because it feels like I can sometimes get into it more if there's different people reading the different voices instead of one person. Like, for example, a man trying and failing a valiant effort to do a woman's voice, or the other way around, because sometimes the man narrator has this really deep voice and they have to do a higher pitched lady's
It
voice,
does
and it
sometimes sound
sounds
really
like they're
funny.
squeaking.
Oh, it just sounds like all the women sound like this.
Yeah.
Which we do.
There's another one, but I think I'll save that for next time because I just got started with it and I don't want us to run out of all the time because I have so much to talk about.
Yeah, we'll save this for next week. I think we are out of time for today. But thank you for joining me in person. Yay!
Yay!
Thank
I'll
you
have to
out.
do more of this though because I'll be here more often in the summer for the trip.
Nice. Cool. That'll be fun. But thank you all out there for listening. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. In the meantime,
Happy reading!